Los Angeles rapper Kendrick Lamar surprised fans this past Sunday night by releasing his new album, To Pimp a Butterfly, 9 days ahead of schedule. Reviewer Oliver Wang says that early drop will give listeners extra time to unpack Lamar's latest masterpiece.
When a 25-year-old Kendrick Lamar released his major label debut in 2012, he vaulted onto pop's leaderboard as one of the best rappers of his generation. He wasn't just a skilled lyricist, but also a gifted storyteller, able to create scenes with vivid detail and intrigue.
Nod and grew around some people living their life in bottles. Granddaddy had the golden flats, backstroke every day in Chicago. Some people like the way it feels. Some people want to kill their sorrow. Some people want to fit in with the popular. That was my problem. I was in a dark room, loud tunes, looking to make a vow soon.
Lamar took nearly 2.5 years to make this new record, an eternity in pop years. But once To Pimp a Butterfly arrived, it's easy to see where he put all that time. He doesn't just live up to outsized expectations, he upends them with an ambitious effort to craft the musical equivalent to the great American novel.
What you want, you a house, you a car, 40 acres and a mule, a piano, a guitar, anything. See, my name is Lucy, I'm your dog. You can live at the mall. I can see the evil, I can tell it, I know it's illegal. I don't think about it, I deposit every other zero. Thinking of my partner, put the candy, painting on a Rico. Digging in my pocket, in a profit, big enough to feed you. Every day my logic, get another dollar just to keep you in the presence of your Chico, ah!
Like Lamar's hometown Los Angeles, To Pimp a Butterfly feels both dense and sprawling with its cacophony of sounds, styles, and ideas. Backing the rapper is a young cohort of LA's best beatmakers and musicians, and their collaboration creates songs within songs that hold multitudes, including updated P-Funk romps. Coffee shop poetry slams.
I mean, baby, you really think we could make a baby name Mercedes without a Mercedes Benz and 24-inch rims, 5% tinted air conditioning vents.
And tete-a-tetes with ghosts.
I remember you was conflicted, misusing your influence. Sometimes I did the same, abusing my power full of resentment. Resentment that turned into a deep depression. Found myself screaming in the hotel room. I didn't want to self-destruct. The evils of Lucy was all around me. So I went running for answers until I came home.
To Pimp a Butterfly doesn't remind me of other contemporary hip-hop albums so much as the musicals of Melvin Van Peebles. Both that playwright and this MC invite us into noisy conversations between eccentric characters, debating personal triumphs and social failures, black love and white hate, all under the looming shadow of America.
I mean, it's evident that I'm irrelevant to society. That's what you're telling me. Penitentiary would only hire me. Curse me till I'm dead. Church me with your fake prophesizing that I'ma be just another slave in my head. Institutionalized manipulation and lies. Reciprocation of freedom only live in your eyes. You hate me, don't you?
It's telling that two of the album songs are simply titled You and I, but don't confuse that for a universal we. Lamar wades into our moment of peril around race, inequality, and brutality, but he's not speaking to the rest of the nation as much as penning both an admonishment of and a love letter to black America. That's the we. He sets himself both above and below, but always within.
Beauty is what you make it. I used to be so mistaken by different shades and faces. Then wit told me a woman is woman. Love the creation. It all came from...
Oliver Wang reviewed To Pimp a Butterfly from Kendrick Lamar. Oliver is an associate professor of sociology at Cal State Long Beach and writes the audio blog Soul Sides.
Two steps. Reflection don't mean a thing.